started thinking about what God has done for me. And, you know, I know I've been through a lot in my life, and I get to thinking about, well, who allowed this? I blame Satan, and I blame this, and I blame that for things that have gone on in my life in the past. And sometimes I think God allows us to go through certain things in our life. And, he did Israel that way. When we look at the book of Isaiah, and that's what we're going to be talking out of tonight, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn to chapter 43 with me. But, you know, Israel got away from God, and they sinned. You know, and they sinned in the eyes of God, and God got mad at them. His anger burned against Israel. And he allowed them. In Daniel, in the book of Daniel, it says that he rose up Babylon. He rose up Babylon. But he did that. You know, he disciplined Israel for the sins that they committed. And sometimes I think maybe God has disciplined me in different ways when I wasn't on the right path or I wasn't doing what, you know, the plan that he laid out. Because I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, that each and every one of us have a plan and a purpose in our life. And God has set that plan and purpose for our lives. And this is what he wants us to do. But, you know, us having a free will, we can make choices to do or to walk a path that is not or that is either contrary to God or not the path that he chose for us. And I believe that because the scripture teaches that. And sometimes I think when we choose a path that's not on the right path that God wants us to be on, he allows us to go through certain things. He puts sometimes obstacles in our way because he wants us to be on this other path to complete the purpose that he set for us in our life. And I believe that. I believe each and every one of us has something that God wanted us to do and wants us to do. Just like Israel. He wanted Israel to be here, but at times they chose here. And for the reason He let them go through a lot of things. I've thought about that. And you know, all the things that I've been through in my life, I look back at all these things and I think, you know, even the, you know, we can look at before we were saved and the sin that we were in, or, you know, some people go through a lot worse things than I've ever been through in my life, but it was still sin. See, there's no, you know, some people can tell you stories about things and you can go, wow, man, you know. But I had sin in my life too. It didn't make it, you know, it was still sin in my life. It was still bad, you know, in the eyes of God. Until I asked for forgiveness and repented and he saved me. You know? And the grace that he gave, you know, when we look at our communion tonight, you know, when we think about the price that he paid for our salvation, that's what communion is about, to think about that, to remember that. He said, remember this. Remember this. The book of Isaiah says this in chapter 43. And I love this because, you know, all the things that we've gone through, all the things that we've gone through in our life, he says, but now. I love that. But now. Now. Listen to me. But now. I like that. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob. I thought about that and I said, I put my name in there in the place of Jacob. The Lord says, he who created you, Randy. You put your name in there too. He who formed you, Israel. You can put your name in there too. Do not fear. I have redeemed you. Amen.
Amen.
Do not fear anymore. No. I have redeemed you. Man, that just hit me hard. And then he goes on to say, I have summoned you by name. He calls you by name. He knows your name. Think about that. He knows each and every one of us that are here tonight and in the whole world. He knows your name. He knows the hairs on your head. Some of us have a little more than others. But He knows them. He knows every one of them. And when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When we go through things in our life, when we go through the rough waters, when we go through the deep waters, and we go through the trials in our life, He says, I'm with you. And I think about the things that I've been through in my life, and I think, you know, I praise Him because of those times when He was with me. When it was a time in my life that I've never been in before, is when I was sick. And I come home from the hospital, and I couldn't sleep very well. You know, they had me on this high doses of prednisone, and so I couldn't sleep, and I hurt, and I was miserable. And I slept on the couch. I couldn't sleep in bed. I slept on the couch, what little sleep I got. For months, I was on the couch, not very comfortable. But those times at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I know I've said this before, but those times at 2 o'clock in the morning when I couldn't sleep, I would pray and I could feel the holy presence of Him. He was with me as I was going through the deep waters or the water. He was with me. And I could feel His presence with me. And I don't know what. I look back and I think about what it would be like if I didn't have Him in my life and I was laying there going through that. What would it be like to be laying in a hospital bed without the holy presence of God with you? And you know, there's a lot of people out there like that. They don't understand the comfort that you can get. He says, and when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. There's a lot of times we go through things in our life that we think we're overwhelmed. We just think that we can't handle it anymore and it's just about to overtake us. And there again, He says, I'll be with you. I just love this passage. I love this. I will be with you. They will not sweep over you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior.
Amen.
This just reminds me of our Savior. It just reminds me of the salvation that He's given me and the grace that He's given me. It just reminds me of those times when I've been down and those times when I've been going through trials and He's there with me and He takes care of me. He takes our burdens away from us when we trust Him. He'll not let us be burned. And I'll tell you what, many of us have been burned in this world. There's many people that's just really been burned. They've been hurt. But when you have the Savior on your side, when you have God with you, you can make it through. He says, I won't let this happen. The flames will not set you ablaze. You may feel them. You may know you're in it. But He's not going to let you be consumed by it. He's not going to let you be destroyed. Because He's there with you to take care of you. I like in verse 5 it says, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, 'Give them up,' and to the south, 'Do not hold them back.' Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, and everyone is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made." Think about that. It says, "I will bring your children from the east." And I think about, you know, there's many people that have children that are not saved and they're out there in the world. And this scripture just kind of reminded me. He says, "I will bring them out of the east. I will gather them up." I think He's giving us a little hope right here. He's saying, don't worry about that. You stay faithful to me and I'll bring your children. I'll take care of you. You stay faithful to me and I'll take care of your children. And I'll bring them up. I'll bring them from the east and I'll bring them from the west. I will say to the north, 'Give them up.'" That gives us hope, doesn't it? It gives us hope for a lost community here too. As a church, if we look, you know, there's so many people in this community. There's 80% of the people in this community that don't go to church. You think about that. 80%. That's a great number of people. I don't know where their heart is. I just know that they're not in church. For what reason, I don't know. Everyone has a different story. I just believe this. I like that first verse again, "But now, this is what the Lord says." But now. All the things you've gone through, but now, listen to what I have to say. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to be with you. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? We have that promise from God. I'm going to walk with you through the rivers. I'm going to see you through the fiery trials. I'm going to take care of your kids. I'm going to call them from the east and the west. That's a great promise, isn't it? And I know there's a lot of prophecy built into Isaiah, but this just stuck out to me as it just got personal with me. And it just, I get goosebumps reading the Bible. Anybody else get God bumps? Right? You call them God bumps. Sometimes it just comes alive and just, man, I just like, Lord, wow. Bam, it's in my face. Something I've read before many times. And it just comes out and says, that's the Holy Spirit just saying that. Think about this. I'm your Savior. I'm going to take care of you. Don't be afraid. You don't have to be afraid of anything. I'm always worried about stuff, and I know many of us are. We worry about our health. We worry about we worry about insurance. We worry about these things. We worry about work. We worry about paying the bills. We worry about all these things. But he says, don't be afraid, because I am your Lord. I am your God, and I'm going to take care of you no matter what. No matter what. And I just want to believe that 100% by faith. You know, where's our faith at? This world is moving closer and closer. It's filling the scriptures. They're being fulfilled. It's an exciting time for the church. And I know we get aggravated. We talked about that before church, how aggravating it can be to watch the news. It just makes you just get aggravated. But you know what? As bad as it is getting, it is just fulfilling Scripture. And it's a great time for the church because we know, because of the fulfillment of the Scriptures, that our Lord and Savior is going to return someday. And we believe that. And that time's getting closer and closer and closer. And I believe that. And that's a day that's going to be a great day for the church. We believe that. You believe that tonight?
Amen.
I believe that. I really do.